This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. A city in Independence County has received an Arkansas Rural Services block grant. Moorefield received just under $45,000 to renovate the town's community center. The grant program is funded through the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Small Cities Program. Cities with a population of 3,000 or less and a low to moderate income scale are eligible to apply. On hand to represent the Moorefield area at the awards ceremony at the Arkansas State Capitol were Councilman Ben Poole and Paul Barrett, Mayor Randy Nash, and former JP of the area, Marion Tony Thompson. The Lono County Sheriff's Office says a 17-year-old is facing second-degree murder charges in the stabbing death of a 19-year-old man. Police say the teenager stabbed a man several times after a fight about a girl. He's being held at a juvenile detention center. A Batesville-based group has submitted the winning bid for the hull of a steamboat that sank at the Jacksonport State Park. The group plans to turn it into a restaurant on the river. The group called Save the Mary Woods No. 2 bid $8,500 to buy the boat from the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. It was an attraction at the park near Newport before sinking in January of last year during a 7-inch rainstorm that was followed by heavy snow. Its wooden structure collapsed during efforts to raise it. Save the Mary Woods No. 2 spokesman Jack Krebs told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that plans are to build a new deck and structure for the boat and bring it back to the way it was in its heyday, then open a restaurant in it along the banks of the White River near Batesville. Elsewhere in the news, a Batesville man's been charged with felony battery in the stabbing of an East Batesville man. Nathan Montoya was awakened early in the morning on May 7th at his residence by two men who accused Montoya of stealing drugs from them. An argument ensued, followed by a fight in which Montoya was stabbed with a knife. Police say the man who did the stabbing was 26-year-old Noe Cardoza, who lives in the 400 block of West Main in Batesville. The court records say Montoya was treated at the White River Medical Center for multiple stab wounds, and court documents say when Cardoza was found and arrested, he was in possession of a four-wheeler that had been stolen in Van Buren County. Prosecutors have charged Cardoza in circuit court with first-degree battery and theft by receiving, also a felony. His bond was set at $25,000. Independence County deputies are looking for a 1996 Chevrolet Cavalier that was stolen last week while it was parked at a church in Newark. Police say Kimberly Shaw of Newark had trouble with the car overheating, left it parked at the church last Wednesday. On Saturday, a friend went to pick it up and it was gone. Deputies placed the car in the Arkansas Crime Information Center to alert all law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for the vehicle. Another vehicle was entered into ACIC as stolen. It belonged to Chad Jacob C. of the TNJ Circle in Independence County. C. told police he ran out of gas in the area of 15th and K Streets in East Batesville Friday morning. When he went to get the car on Saturday, it was missing. After checking with towing companies, police placed the car as stolen and notified other law enforcement agencies. After a chase across Batesville, an Independence County man was arrested on several charges, including possessing meth. Deputy Michael Moody said it all began as a traffic stop at Walmart with the vehicles running a stop sign. 25-year-old Joel K. Henley of Pam Street refused to stop, and the chase was on at speeds up to 70 miles per hour. It ended when Henley's vehicle went into a yard in the 1500 block of Maple Street in East Batesville. A search found Henley in possession of a smoking pipe and a substance believed to be meth. In addition to possessing a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, Henley was charged with fleeing, resisting arrest, driving on a suspended driver's license, no proof of liability insurance, and reckless driving.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.